Welcome to Skeptic Meditations, where we explore the hidden side of yoga, meditation, and mindfulness. I am your host, Scott. Coming up, episode number 005, Sexuality in Guru-Disciple Relationship. You can read the episode notes and more at skepticmeditations.com. Now, on to the episode. Sexuality in Guru-Disciple Relationship. The yogi gains his superpower from his devotees. The guru needs disciples for his identity. The disciples need guru for theirs. The guru-disciple relationship is based and maintained in this power exchange and sexual attraction. Disciples also use sexuality to lure and manipulate the yogi. Yogis, like Paramahansa Yogananda, often surround themselves with attractive women. Allegations of sexual impropriety is a common theme in the phenomenon of Hindu gurus in the United States, writes Lola Williamson. In Transcendent in America, Hindu-inspired meditation movements as new religion. Yogananda was also formally accused of impropriety by Swami Dhirananda in 1935 and Sri Nirod in 1940. These two men worked originally with Yogananda to spread Kriya Yoga. Yogis are sometimes accused of impregnating disciples with more than just spiritual seed. Yogananda also was accused of having an illicit affair with a married disciple and fathering Ben Erskine, now a 69-year-old Oregon gold miner. Self-Realization Fellowship hired a former San Diego criminal prosecutor to establish an independent testing process to compare Erskine's DNA to samples taken from Yogananda's three male relatives in India. The results from two separate labs both showed no relationship between Erskine and Yogananda. Doubting disciples, though, questioned the results of the DNA tests, as the SRF hired the tester. Sex and yogi superpower. Sexuality is inextricably tied to the yogi's superhuman power, writes Anya P. Foxen in her expose, Biography of a Yogi, Paramahansa Yogananda and the Origins of Modern Yoga, 2017. Foxen says female disciples, disaffected and otherwise, frequently described being drawn to the mysterious spiritual power of their teachers. The figure of a yogi can be sexually alluring to the devotee disciple. This should not be surprising. A spiritual teacher's position of power, authority, and vows of celibacy are inextricably linked to sexual attraction. In the Western imagination, the figure of the yogi, supposedly celibate and in control of life and death, has hypnotic attraction for devotees. On the other hand, Foxen writes, in a predictable turn of perspective, critics attribute the yogi phenomenon to a malicious hypnotic influence. In this sense, the yogi's power, real or imagined, once again becomes fundamental to his identity. The guru needs disciples to maintain his identity. The yogi gains his superpower from his devotees. The disciples need the guru for their identity. This guru-disciple relationship is built and maintained in this power exchange and sexual attraction. Post your comments on the blog or email me your feedback. You will find more notes, articles, and resources at skepticmeditations.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time.